It's August 24th, 2023. It's about 8:30 in the morning. Once again, that's August 24th, 2023, about 8:30 in the morning. And these are going to be, as usual, kind of rough notes. I think I'm going to name this presentation, this set of notes, resonance hijacking or hijacking resonance. Yeah, I think it's going to be hijacking resonance. I was trying to work through. So I read an article about there were two basic tools that people use to manipulate. I think that's the best generalized word I could think of. And the first tool is the stories that we weave for ourselves. It's what I kind of, I think the word that I generally use is our view. So that would be our view of the world and our role in it. So that's sort of the narrative. We're the author of our story. And so this is just a natural this is just a natural inclination that individuals engage in. We assess the world and we develop or formulate or form our views of the world, and then we kind of see how we fit into it. That's our role in it. And a lot of this is based on our values. You know, that goes back to the choice of first magnitude. It's the standard of measure that we choose, how we choose to measure our life. And the way I generally sum that up is it's we choose our treasure, or we choose our treasures. It's what we choose to treasure in this world. In my previous recording, I was talking about how we are through the power of suggestion, if an individual accepts the premise of the suggestion, then they're cast into a role that supports that premise. And I usually sum that up by saying that we become part of the supporting cast. But I was trying to understand the dynamics of that, the process of that. And so I read about, again, I was reading about manipulation and how we, you know, are manipulated and the tools that are used to manipulate us. Part of it was about gamification. It's about how we play a part in somebody else's game, and sometimes in ways that we're not even aware of. So what I was looking at was it's resonance. It's the principles and priorities our life revolves around, and the story that we've spun for ourselves, that we've authored for ourselves. And those stories, of course, vary greatly individual to individual. And the roles that they see themselves playing also varies greatly for individual to individual. But with that said, a manipulator, they can become aware of the basis, the foundational principles that these individual actualities, that's what I term them, these are the stories that people weave for themselves, their view of the world and their role in it. And so they can tune into that. And if they can tune into it, they can hijack it. And I think that was the primary concept that I was trying to understand, the dynamic of how individuals are cast into roles that supports someone else's story and therefore becomes part of their supporting cast. And so I know I have it in my notes about how in navigation, and of course that's kind of partly how I see all this, that it's so if we take a fix, this is dead reckoning is one way they talk about it in navigation, but if we take a fix and that initial fix, in my terms, I would say you are here. You're taking that initial fix and you're trying to identify your position. That's your starting point, where you're starting from. And so once you make that fix, then based on that fix, you start to plot your path in order to get to your destination, to your goal. So there's errors that can be introduced. The first level of error, which obviously, in my view, is the most severe, is if that initial fix is not correct, true and correct, then any navigation that you plot based on that is off course because you didn't get your initial fix set correctly. You didn't identify your current position, your starting point. And so I guess this kind of goes back to the way that we weave our stories. It's, your view of the world and your role in it, the principles and priorities, the values that your life revolves around. So if that initial fix is not true and accurate, then you begin in error. And so one of the terms that I, after I adopted that term, a fix, then the next thing that it's a fixation. And that's probably the most biased and therefore most disabling component of getting your initial fix wrong. You begin to have a fixation, and then from there, as you're plotting your course, you can continue to make more and more errors in your course and your course corrections. So I'm just going back to what I initially kind of started with, and that was how does the resonance of our story become hijacked